Greetings. You have joined the good stuff. So let's get started. We've got some great things lined up for you. Did you know that knowledge is infinite? Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every edition, a revelation. Agriculture is their focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News legacy, a steadfast convention from their first publication to their last. Continuous knowledge. Make sure you discover more online at tsln.com or receive your Tri-State Livestock News exclusively in the mail.
This coming Saturday, June 1st, is going to be the Niobrara River Races out of Valentine, Nebraska, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come and have some fun, maybe do a little compete, or just have a nice float trip down the river. There's prizes and lots of entertainment, and of course, there's going to be food there. So visit valentine.com, and you can find 49 other things to do in Cherry County for your next Midwest adventure. Kim, what do you have to share today?
Actually, I've got a little story. A number of years ago, a California man was put under a 72-hour psychiatric observation when it was found he owned 100 guns and allegedly had 100,000 rounds of ammo stored in his home. The house also featured a secret escape tunnel. By California standards, someone owning 100,000 rounds is considered mentally unstable. In Arizona, he'd be called... I thought this is where it gets really good. In Arizona, he'd be called an avid gun collector.
Sure.
Yep. In Arkansas, he'd be called a novice gun collector. Mm-hmm. In Utah, he'd be called moderately well-prepared, but they'd probably reserve judgment until they made sure that he had corresponding quantity of stored food. In the Dakotas, he'd be the guy down the road you want to have for a friend.
Sure.
In Wyoming, he'd be called the neighborhood go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama, he'd be called a likely gubernatorial candidate. In Georgia, he'd be called an eligible bachelor.
Yes, he could be on TV.
That's right. In North Carolina, Virginia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina, he would be called a deer hunting buddy.
Yep.
And in Texas, he'd just be Bubba, who's a little short on ammo.
Might be a little bit short on the ammunition side of things.
Oh, I thought that was cute.
All right, I'm going to share something written by Wayland Holbrook about his wife, Marilyn, and Alzheimer's disease. So we're going to take, it's called Alone. Alone, I can stay up half the night watching TV and no one asks me how long I'm going to stay up. Also, I can watch a football game on one channel and a baseball game on another channel, and no one would be here asking me why I keep switching channels. I'm all alone, and I hate it. Alone, I never have to wait for the bathroom. I can take a shower and then walk to the hall closet to get the towel I forgot, and no one would be here to complain that I tracked water on the carpet, or be willing to take a towel to me and give it to me when I take a shower. I'm all alone, and I hate it. Alone, a bologna sandwich can be a meal, and I can eat ice cream every once in a while each day, and no one would say it's not healthy. I can buy my own groceries and brew coffee as strong as I like, and if I burn the toast, no one would be there to laugh at me. I'm all alone, and I hate it. Alone, I can wear the clothes I like, and no one would tell me that the colors don't match. I can go where I please and return when I please. When I did get home, no one was home. Alzheimer's disease has destroyed the mind of my sweet, precious wife, and I am left all alone, and I hate it. Again, that was written by Wayland Holbrook, and just something maybe to think about, as too many people these days seem like are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, on a lighter note, a lady came to a hospital to visit a friend. She had not been in a hospital for several years and felt very ignorant about all of the new technology. A technician followed her onto the elevator, wheeling a large, intimidating-looking machine with tubes and wires and dials. "Boy, would I hate to be hooked up to that thing," she said. "So would I," replied the technician. "It's a floor-cleaning machine."
Not what you want to be riding around, huh?
No kidding.
If you have something to share with the good stuff, we really do appreciate things that are sent in. Include the author if you know who it is. If you don't, that's fine. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for another edition of the good stuff.